Daylight saving time is a bitch, boy.
For real.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
They bring out 22 pieces of chicken, and 21 of them are gone before the Lazy Susan gets back around to me. And I'm like, son of a bitch. And then I'm left with like that little tiny leg, you know, from like the
like
bird.
The small little thigh. Like, the wing.
Yeah. Like, one of those roosters that got run over by Huck. Yeah. His wing flew off, and I got that wing.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the director of Big Clocks, Kristen Joy Hildy. Best to you, Kristen.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. You get an episode, and you get an episode, and you get an episode. And something just exploded in my house. What was that?
I don't know.
Did you hear that?
I did.
Something just exploded.
Boom.
It's my father-in-law playing around with the electricity again. So we have this... we have a pantry in the back of our kitchen. That pantry, and then we have a refrigerator. The refrigerator is a typical size refrigerator for a typical household, right? But for some reason, we can never fit the amount of food that we need to fit into this enormous refrigerator and freezer, side by side refrigerator and freezer. So Astrid has the ingenious idea, let's get an extra refrigerator,
yes,
and we can put it in the pantry. Well, the pantry's full of shelving. There is nowhere to put it. There is no there's no outlet, as most pantries don't have outlets.
Right.
But my father-in-law to the rescue. Brian's
doing real man stuff.
He's doing stuff that takes testicles, and Brian just doesn't have a pair. So, you know, everything he does, he's got to ask me, which is, like, super nice of him. But basically today, I took my daughter, was dressed up as Princess Peach from Mario Brothers, one of my daughters. And so I took her little, you know, princess wand, and I waved it over him. And I told him he was the knight of the pantry.
He's anointed.
Yes, you're anointed the knight of the pantry. Feel free to do whatever. And he goes, "Aye, Brian. He's like a girl. Brian es amiga." So he goes and rewires the entire house so that he can get this refrigerator.
Oh,
first of all,
God.
He starts slicing up the metal racks that we have in there so we can fit it in. He does it perfectly. It's all like he's the best contractor in the world, but he's just one guy. He literally built a pool house in my backyard with his own hands.
I remember him doing that.
When he didn't have a ladder that suited his needs, he built a ladder. He built a ladder, guys. He built a fucking ladder. This is my father-in-law.
Yes.
Tim, the tool time, Taylor Arrigo. Taylor Arrigo! Hey! And so this morning I come in and I go, like I always do to the pantry, out of, you know, muscle memory, I go to turn the light on. But the light's not there because he has taken the switch and put it outside the pantry as I have always wanted it to be.
Oh, good.
So
you got your wish.
I just love it. I'm so happy about it. But I go to tap the, you know, I go to hit the light and I hit a piece of paper. And I'm like, oh, what's that? And then in Spanish, it says, no tocar, which is don't touch. And I was like, oh, that's very polite of him. He's actually following code or something. I don't know why he put that there. But he explained to me that Noemi came in this morning and she went for the light. She got fried.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, yeah, please. We don't need to kill anybody here at the household. But you can just imagine that there's been a lot of Brian's going on in my house lately because I'm an idiot. And of course, that's what happened.
I love it when they come to visit.
I know. They're so much fun. I've realized I had a great relationship with my mother-in-law, my former mother-in-law, my ex-mother-in-law, my ex-wife's mother-in-law, maybe a better relationship with the mother-in-law than I did with my actual wife. And I have not a bad word to say about my ex-wife or her mother, but I had a great relationship with them. But her father was no longer living, mm-hmm, and some of her other family members, not so much. I was kind of like, how do I put this, Chrissy, without sounding like a total dick? I guess I'm just going to sound like a total dick. I was a lower middle class guy.
Citizen.
Plebe. Idiot. Liberal. You know, all this other stuff that they'd find every way to slice me down. And it was like death by 1,000 paper cuts. They were all so nice at first. They was like French aristocracy. And these people literally had a bloodline that came from, like, you know, Marie Antoinette or whatever. So they found a way to make fun of me at every turn. And what was funny at first became biting in the end.
Sure.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Every little knock like, okay, had a bit of truth to it.
You've said your piece.
Yeah.
I know how you feel.
He said
Let's
one time.
Move on.
This one of the uncles said one time at dinner. He goes, I don't forget what was being talked about at the table. It's like 30 people at this huge table, this nice restaurant in Atlanta. And I'm sitting across from him. And he is the guy who dislikes me the most. So, of course, I should be sat in, right across from him so he can make fun of me all night long. And one of the things that he says something about, I don't know, let's say immigration, right? And everyone's talking about, you know, their extraordinarily conservative positions. Fine, whatever. That's your thought. That's your line of thinking. That's your line of thinking. But as evidenced by my family, I just take a different stance on things like that. And I said something, just kind of, I tried to sound smart and I jumped in and he goes, yeah, that's what most poor people think. And
oh
I was like,
God.
What the fuck?
Wow.
Well, how do you do? So my point is, I got along with at least one of the family members,
yeah.
But not all of them. However, with Astrid's family, it is just a delight. It's a delight.
They are.
I love them so much. He can eye-Brian me to death, and I don't give a shit because I know it's coming from a
yes.
place of love
yes.
and extraordinary dislike of me and my personality, of me and my womanly ways.
Well, it's two cultures, you know, yeah. getting to know each other.
That's right. So, we're doing a dance.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing the mating dance.
Yes.
You know, we're trying to dance around each other. After 10 years, we think we've got it down. But no, Brian. The sign should have said, Brian, touch here.
Right.
Tocar, por favor. I just wish I was up. I don't want to see anybody hurt. But,
no.
You know, I would think that one of those wires could probably put you on the ground if you touched it the right way for long enough.
Probably.
I was down at the
Is
pool.
Is it just open wires?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, it wasn't open wires, but, you know, they're like, I don't know what he did, actually, because I don't see it, because it says no tocar with a piece of paper on it, because he knew I was coming next. He knew I was going to touch it. You know, one time in that pool house, we got all kind of wires for pumps and shit like that. And the pool was literally built in the 60s or 70s. And
yeah.
the equipment had been upgraded in the 80s or 90s. Then I upgraded it again, but I never upgraded the actual the electronics. So there are a couple of exposed wires in this box where you turn on and off the pool pump. Last year, I went in there to go turn off the pool pump. My hand was wet because I had been cleaning out the thing. And I accidentally touched the wire, and Chrissy, I like getting shocked from like one of those fake buzzers or a battery or whatever, like little shocks here and there is nothing compared to what it's like to get juiced by an actual wire carrying a lot of electricity.
I can imagine.
Oh my God, Chrissy, I thought I was going to die. I really
yeah.
did. I got frozen like you see in the movies. You know, you see the cartoons and like Bugs Bunny will get shocked. He's like, like that.
Right.
And he can't move. He's just like touching the wire. That was me. You get frozen to the wire. And after it happened, I was like, holy shit.
I just got shocked.
It went all up and down my body. It was insane. I can't imagine what those people go through when they get struck by lightning.
I know.
How they survive that stuff.
Yeah, that seems scary.
Have you ever met anybody who's gotten struck by lightning?
No, but I mean, I've seen people on TV and that have talked about it.
Yeah, they get like, they'll be standing next to a
yeah.
tree and then it'll go through their hand or in their head and out their hand or whatever.
It's crazy.
When we were kids, we were in one of these soccer leagues in Chicago and there was a storm that came by in the springtime. And there were some people that were standing by an oak tree taking shelter from this, like, you know, like afternoon thunder shower.
Sure. Rolling through.
I wish Blue would stand next to that tree, if I'm being honest. There's Blue making her 426th appearance on the commercial break. And so someone did get struck. The tree got struck by lightning
yeah.
and it went through one of the people and
God.
They ended up with black marks on their hands.
Because, yeah, I think you have to go to the hospital after
that. The path
that.
Of least resistance. It's like the commercial break. What's the path of least resistance? So I wanted to share with you about my weekend because I decided to go up to Pigeon Forge
That's
with the
right.
family.
Yes, my old semi-stomping ground because I, you know, went to school in Knoxville. And it's
yeah.
right there. So we go
right
up there all the time.
What is the name of the town that it's in? Sayreville?
Sevierville.
Sevierville?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where
Sevierville.
The University of Tennessee is?
No.
Okay.
No, that's in Knoxville.
Okay.
Sevierville is going up into like Pigeon Forge. That's the county.
Okay.
Yeah.
But is there a college there, like the University of Mary and Mother Joseph or something like that? I don't know.
UT is kind of the main one in the area.
There was some campus or something that we drove through. I thought it was pretty. But anyway, so we all...
Yeah, it's very pretty up there.
Yeah. There was like 12 of us. It's my mother-in-law's birthday. We decide that we're going to go rent a cabin, like a, you know, a just a cabin up on one of those mountains in the Smoky
Mountains.
Yeah,
we would call them chalets.
Chalet. This was a chalet for sure.
Uh-huh.
This was a house that was not even a year old. I mean, I told you my stance on Airbnb.
Yes.
Airbnb is not my favorite place to rent for the evening. I would rather go to a hotel. But I do have to give big props to this particular place. It wasn't a year old. It had three levels, six bedrooms, huge showers almost in every bedroom, lovely king size, brand new mattresses, and a downstairs with a movie theater.
Pool table.
A pool table.
Mm-hmm.
One of those video game machines that had every video game under the sun that the kids have no idea how to play but just want to leave on loudly all night long. I had to get up in the middle of the night. What the fuck is... And this was called... I forgot what it was called, but it wasn't the actual games. Okay, so it had like 7,000 video games.
Yeah.
From Donkey Kong to Super Mario Brothers.
Pac-Man.
Uh-huh. All the Segas, you know, Minecraft, all of it. But it wasn't actually the video games. It was knockoff video games. So replicas of those video games. So the Super Mario one, which I put on for my very small children because I figured, oh, they can do that. They can just move the wand back and forth or whatever and let the guy run, right? Well, it also had knockoff Super Mario Brother music. So, you know, the music is dun, 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 right? This was like dun, 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 just a little bit off.
So as not to get into the copyright.
Anyway, it's like 10:30 at night. And of course, I've been, you know, the kids have been asleep for 2 hours. I've been asleep for an hour because that's what you do when you're in the middle of the mountains and you got children. And all I can just, the fan's on, so I can barely hear this. There goes those thumbs up again. Thanks, guys. Thumbs up to you, too. I think that this is a, here we go again. And let me explain this because I don't want to let this derail yet another episode of the commercial break. But we have been having this issue with OBS where all of a sudden balloons or thumbs up or something keeps popping up and we cannot figure out for the life of us why it does this.
Nope.
And I don't know. Well, you know what? It's the ghost in the machine and I'm glad you like our videos. Congratulations.
Exactly. No, it's positive things.
At least it's thumbs up.
And the balloons.
Yeah, not like a dick pic showing up. Like a big erect penis just floating up.
Then we would know someone was fucking with us. What about if it's fake UB? Maybe what if he has infiltrated? Well, the AI has infiltrated.
Or what if it's the real Frankie B?
What if he has infiltrated?
He has decided he's had enough of our bullshit, or he's saying, keep making videos of mine.
Yes.
I got an extra 100 views. So we go up to this cabin. It's absolutely spectacular. On every, and then they have this, like, they have three patios out the back, right? And they are
the
way
decks.
Off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, we're literally on the top of a mountain, and one of those decks has got to be 90 feet in the air. I mean, it's very tall. So, but on every single door, it says, be bear aware. Lock the doors.
Oh, bears.
Be bear aware. Lock the door. Close and lock the doors when you're not in there.
Makes
and I thought
sense.
To myself, lock the door. What? I didn't know that bears had imposable thumbs. Like they're going to go opening it up.
You never know.
Never know. Because I went and Googled this because I was like, is this a real thing? Or are they just trying to tell us to lock the doors so that things don't get stolen or whatever? And I go and I Google it. I Google Pigeon Forge, Smoky Mountain, bear unlocking door. And there it is. Bears using their little paws to literally unlock doors and open them up.
When there's food on the table.
Oh, yeah. And
although they might have they kind of hibernated by now?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I imagine, but I don't know. I'm not a bear, so I don't know. I don't know what the hibernating schedule is.
It has been warm.
Yeah, and when it's 92 degrees, like it was up there in the middle of October, it's crazy. So I go Google this. And I'm like, okay. I tell the kids, hey, kids, come here. Sit down and have a chit-chat with Uncle Brian. I don't want to scare the shit out of you, but I'm going to scare the shit out of you. There's a couple things you need to know about being in the mountains. There are bears. One of my daughters is like, bears? And I'm like, bears. And she's like teddy bears? And I'm like, not like teddy bears, like bears that can kill you. They'll literally swipe and take your head off.
Oh my God.
Well, I want them to be appropriately scared of them, because I'm scared. Of course, I didn't say that. But I'm having this talk with him, right?
Right.
Hey, be bear aware. Let's be bear aware. No one outside by themselves. Now, I need to make clarification on one thing. On the first level, this patio, there is no stairs to the patio. It is completely enclosed, 90 feet in the air. There's no bear that's getting up there. My wife thinks the bear can climb the pole, but I explained to her that's probably not true. But now my kids are absolutely terrified of going anywhere near the door or near or outside. And I'm like, guys, come out, take a look, look at the mountains. And my daughter's like, no, daddy, no, there's bears out there. There's bears. So I've appropriately scarred my children for life.
Yeah, you did.
And then to top it all off, Uncle Brian, he notices that there's a lock box for the garbage. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
A box outside.
No, those are needed. Those raccoons get in there and and bears can. So animals for sure can get into those, the trash cans.
So my daughter's like now scared shitless, right? And so I have to sit her down and have another conversation. And I say, listen, honey, the bears won't bother us if we don't bother them. But you got to have a daddy or a mommy outside or one of the adults just to make sure. You know, and I mainly don't want you to go out the front door. It's the front door that I don't want you to go out. So my daughter says, okay. A couple hours later, I notice the lockbox. I go to go outside. My kids come trailing after me. They're like, oh, I want to go outside and whatever. And I'm like, okay.
Somebody's going outside. Yeah, no, can too.
Exactly. No one can move without us moving also. Is there movement? Additional movement? They're like cats. You know what I'm saying? It's like when something moves, they're like blue. When something moves, it's got to follow us. So I go outside and I'm looking at this lockbox and it's got a chain and a clip and the whole nine yards. And I go, oh, that's interesting. See, this is where we put our trash. So the bears can't get any of the trash. Why can't the bears eat the trash? Because our food is generally the worst kind of food for anything to eat at all.
True.
I'm like, you know, I don't think the bears need honey buns. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking at this thing and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. They've got it all locked. But I look at it, Chrissy, and remember, this house is less than a year old. This lockbox is brand new. It's polished. It's black. It's got a lacquer coating on it. It's black. It's brand new. It's silver, right? I mean, it's like sparkling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go to sleep. 10:30 at night, Super Mario or Super, I don't know what you call it. Super
Fake
Tino.
Bro.
Yeah, Super Tino Brothers or whatever is playing downstairs. Got to get up. Got to close it. And I get up the next morning and I'm just hanging out with the kids. And I go to get something out of the car. And the black box is next to the car. And what I notice is that there is snot marks and claw marks all over this black box. So I guess the answer is the bears have not hibernated yet because they were
trying to get into the trash.
Outside in them. And so I'm like, God damn, that's cool. Wow, there was a bear here last. Daniel, come out here. I caught the bear with my hand and
exactly.
I threw it off the back of the porch.
Care of that already.
You don't know what you're talking about, Ryan. Ay, Dios mío, ese freaking amigo. Ay, Dios pinche pinga. Ay. bear. I wrestle anacondas with my bare hands. So I'm like, hey, Daniel, come out here. Well, when I say Daniel, come out there, then all the kids come running out.
Yeah.
And then my daughter, who I've now scared shitless, then back down from the scared. And I'm telling Daniel, I'm like, look at that. You see the bear marks, the claw marks? That guy must have been going at it. I turn around. I notice when my daughter is like, she has like a pacifier that she sucks on, like Lisa from The Simpsons all the time. Right? And the pacifier just drops out of her mouth. She's like,
whoa,
a bear. And I'm like, no, it was like a small bear, honey. Don't worry about it. It came a long time ago. And she's like, ah, daddy, I got to go inside. And now we're having trouble getting out at the front door. I'm like, come on, honey, come on. We got to go into town. We got to go into the Panama City of Tennessee.
Panama City of Tennessee, for sure.
It is just trashy as
shit. I know. It's got the strip.
It really does.
Putt-putt. There's racing cars. There's,
And we did it all. Mm-hmm. So I was telling our friend Allison this over the weekend. When we were talking on the phone, I said, listen, this is the armpit of the South. This is, there's more thumbs up. Thumbs up to you too. I don't know what you're talking about. It's like the armpit of the South.
There's that little stretch there that is,
6 miles long.
There's the stretch.
But
the mountains are beautiful. And there's the whole, I think the Cherokee trailway goes up through there.
Cherokee National Forest,
yeah. There's a lot of really beautiful hiking spots and that kind of thing up there. And Dollywood's pretty cool.
I haven't been to Dollywood, but I had my brother went there. He said it was awesome. He said it was a great theme park.
Yeah.
People could not have been nicer. It was absolutely packed because it was a beautiful weekend in the fall colors and all that other stuff. They could not have been nicer. And even though it is the Panama City of Tennessee, it's got a lot of go-karts and gift arcades shops, and gift shops. And
spray-painted t-shirts.
Country peddler. Uh-huh. All the good stuff. Yep. All the stuff that you would want. All the stuff that you wouldn't want, but you'll get because your kids are there
touristy.
With you. Touristy shit. Including a bear cage where you can see actual bears. I mean, it's every kind of crap that you could want. But I
think you can pan for gold. There too.
Come on in, pan for gold. You found gold right next to the go-kart, in between two go-kart centers? I sure did. And I used my gold to make those two go-kart centers and this here gold panning machine. Now, you might become a millionaire right here inside. Come on, son. $5 for a busket. Take you a busket and run it around the water. Take it running around the water. It's mud. It's nothing. Oh, you got yourself a bit of fool's gold.
Fool's gold.
I got fool's gold. You got fool's gold the second I gave you $5 for this fucking pan. this place should be called fool's gold. But I, even though it's a little trashy, not authentic, it is, for the kids, it's the best thing that ever happened.
Oh, yeah.
And so I have to give Pigeon Forge a thumbs up because my family really enjoyed it. And because my family really enjoyed it, I really enjoyed being with my family while they were enjoying it.
Oh, that's sweet. I'm glad you
guys
had a good
time. That's all I give a shit about anymore. I just give a shit about downloads and my family having a good time. In that order.
Right.
My downloads, money from those downloads. Sex. And then my family having a good time. Those three things, four things in that order. And
it's a pie. You don't have to rank them. It can just be a pie.
Oh, baby. So you're right. You're right, Chrissy. It goes pie, downloads. Pie, downloads, sex.
Family happy.
Yes, freshly painted bathroom. And then family happy. In that order.
There you go.
Don't get me wrong. All right, let's take our first short break, and we'll be back to talk more about Pigeon Forge, because, man, have I got a story for you, Chrissy. Wait until you hear this one. All right, we'll be back.
Yeah, Brian, we get it. But back to me. I mean, this TCB promo. Leave us a voicemail at 626-ASK-TCB3, and you might just hear yourself on the show. Want to text us instead? Lucky for you, we also have a number just for that. Text us at 855-TCB-8383 and give us compliments. You can also always go to tcbpodcast.com for all of our audio and video. Find us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at tcbpodcast. And find us on youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited episodes. Now that that's done, let's listen to a few sponsors and get back to this episode of The Commercial Break.
This episode is sponsored in part by Regain, couples therapy by BetterHelp. So you've been dating someone for a little while, maybe you've been in a relationship for a year or two, and you're starting to hit some of those rough patches, those bumps and bruises, miscommunications. We've all been there, I've been there, and sometimes we're not equipped to handle those miscommunications, those little bumps and bruises. It's difficult to see the forest through the trees, even with someone we really care about. It's 2023. There's no shame in therapy. As a matter of fact, I've used couples therapy to help me communicate more effectively and deepen my relationships. And here is the crazy part, at least from my perspective. Relationship therapy has actually been just as effective when everything is great in my relationship, and it certainly has helped when things aren't so great in the relationship. An experienced and licensed therapist can help you walk through those rough patches and give both you and your partner some clarity. I swear by therapy, and couples therapy is no different. And BetterHelp, the leading online therapy brand, now has Regain Couples Therapy. It's online, you can do it on your own time, your own schedule, in your own way, from your own home or wherever. You just fill out a brief questionnaire and then you get matched to a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for free. Some of the best relationship advice I've ever heard was go to couples therapy. Because the best relationships are worth fighting for, try something new in therapy. Visit regain.com/BTY today to get 10% off your first month. That's regain.com/BTY, as in best to you. Regain.com/BTY. Have a licensed therapist help you work through some of the rough spots. Regain.com/BTY. And thanks to Regain Couples Therapy from BetterHelp for being a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
All right, and we're back. Okay, so, you know, I told you this story like, I don't know, maybe like 2 years ago, that I went on this trip to Spain. I mean, we've been on a lot of trips to Spain, and it pretty much, the same thing happens over and over again, which is my father-in-law, who I love very much, by the way. But he...
It all goes back to Daniel.
It all goes back to Daniel. I feel like me and Daniel are karmically intertwined for the rest of our lives. Daniel, he... I'll explain this. When we go to have lunch somewhere, Daniel is used to the Spanish way of doing things, which is you walk into any establishment and there are no choices of food. They have a lunch menu.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. You get the lunch menu, mm-hmm. which is usually the food they didn't sell last night. So now they're putting it out in lunch. I mean, I assume this is what all restaurants do, not just in Spain, but in all restaurants. So, but Daniel likes to find the best deal or the best meal that he can. He likes to peruse the choices before eating. And there was one time when my brothers were with me in Spain, and Daniel took us through a village in northern Spain. We must have walked. And by the way, in Spain, you have 2 hours for lunch. You have from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And if you don't eat in those 2 hours, you will not get lunch because the restaurant's going to close. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you go. If you don't, unless there's a McDonald's in that town, which there isn't in every town, then you're not going to eat because everyone goes to take
That's
a nap.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Siesta.
Siesta time. So.
I love that philosophy, by the way.
Me too. Why don't we do that here? I want more naps.
Yes,
more naps in my life.
Naps are good.
But before I get off on that tangent. So one time, Daniel took us through this village, and we must have gone up and down the same street 12 times while Daniel read every menu, walked in and talked to every purveyor. He had to see if people were eating, because if people weren't eating in there, then it wasn't
that's
good, and
sign.
He didn't want to go there. Yeah, that's right. So we have to go to the most crowded restaurant where we wait the longest for the least amount of food in the, you know, who knows? But it got us, it drove me and my brothers so crazy that at one point we just walked into a restaurant and sat down, and if you guys are going to eat with us, we're going to eat with us,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're hungry.
Okay, so but this is his thing. So it's lunchtime. It's Pigeon Forge, and Astrid's like, we got to feed the kids, honey. We got to get the kids some food. Make a decision real quick mm-hmm. so that my father doesn't get involved. Because if my father gets involved, and we're going to end up at Shoney's, right? Which is a big deal in Pigeon Forge. We're going to end up at Shoney's, and we don't want to go to Shoney's. That's right. Just not our thing. Okay, it's like Shoney's is like the... It's like a shittier version of Cracker Barrel. It's like you can't get much worse. So I'm like, okay, I'll make a decision. So I fly onto the Google. I look at the food.
Leave it to me.
Yes.
And leave it to me, Astrid.
Yes. Leave it to me. I got this covered. No problem. Wait until you hear this. So I say, oh, look here. They have a new place called the Pigeon Forge Island, whatever that is. It's a half a mile down the street, 5 minute walk. And they got this place called the Family Eatery or whatever it's called, you know, famous family eatery. It's brand new. It's got, you know, 5-star reviews. And I'm like, we can go there. Let's go there. Okay, let's do that. So we go, we walk to this place called The Island. It's like a shopping mall with shitty t-shirt shops. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like an outdoor shopping mall with a theme park. It's brand new, sparkling clean. Everyone is lovely. It's got all these tchotchke, you know, all these tourist
There's
tourist
a lot
traps.
Of the tchotchke stuff yes. up there. Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is like a new island with new tchotchke stuff, higher rents, and a theme park.
It's the same tchotchke stuff.
Just same exact store. Yes. Exactly. But now you're shopping in a really nice place. Like this is like the Rodeo Drive of Pigeon Forge. So I'm like, okay, here we go. So we start walking. We see the restaurant. It's big. It looks new. It looks clean. There's a lot of people walking in there. And I'm like, see, I did a good job, right? I don't often pick restaurants, but I did a good job.
But when I do.
Like, great. But when I do, I fuck up royally. So we walk in. It's a two-story restaurant. They have escalators right near the front door, one going up, one going down. They have a lady at a host stand that's waiting, a bunch of people at a host stand that are trying to manage the traffic and the flow. And there's this huge store downstairs. And I think to myself, oh, this is just lovely. It looks lovely on the inside. It really does. And I'm like, oh, this is lovely. See, babe, it looks lovely. Food smells good. And I'm like, hey, there's 12 of us. Can you sit us? And they say, yes, we can sit you right now, actually. No, wait. Oh. And I was like, oh, this is lovely. You can go upstairs now and wait. You go upstairs, wait in the hallway, and the hostess
will
come get
you. Wait on the island.
Yeah, wait in the island.
Someone will be right with you.
Someone will be right with you. Promise. See that door that says exit? Go there. Stand outside. We'll be with you soon. Aren't you Brian Green from The Commercial Break? You're making fun of my favorite man, Huck from Mountain Monster. So we go up this escalator, and as we're riding up the escalator, as soon as we get to the top of the escalator, guess what I see? A real life-size cutout of Paula Deen. Paula Deen.
Oh, okay.
The famous racist chef.
Yeah, from Savannah.
So instantaneously, my in-laws, my in-law parents are like standing next to the cardboard cutout and Astrid's taking pictures. They don't even know who this lady is. And I'm like, Astrid, you may not want to post that anywhere because Paula Deen's kind of a racist. Yeah. And I'm like, why do they have a cardboard cutout of Paula Deen?
I don't know. Was she affiliated with the restaurant?
Oh,
somehow?
It's only Paula Deen's family chicken restaurant or whatever it is.
Oh.
I'm at Paula Deen's restaurant.
A little misleading with the island.
Don't even ask. It's a whole thing. But now I'm stuck. Now I'm like, oh, geez. I got to get now. You know, we eat their food.
She does have some damn good chicken.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. They got these big Lazy Susans on the table, right? So they sit us at this huge round table, and it's a big Lazy Susan in the middle. So the guy, whose first day it is, waiting on tables.
Oh, nice.
I know.
And a 12-top.
At a 12-top, nonetheless. With children.
Right, with children.
With children. Oh, God. I'm about to make life super complicated, some of which have allergies. Like, I'm about to make life super complicated for you. Yeah. And he doesn't have anybody
high
with
chairs,
him.
High chairs, coloring things.
Coloring books. Cups with tops on them.
Crackers, crumbs.
My wife doesn't like mayonnaise. Daniel doesn't like anything that's not on a bone. So if you could just bring us anything that's on a bone, we'd appreciate it. And so guy comes over, couldn't have been nicer. He was like, okay, what can I get for you? And I'm like, all right, you ready? You got this? I'll be the main orderer. You just listen to me and then that'll be it, right? I'll translate all this stuff for you. So I give him my order, and then he explains to me that the way that this restaurant works is for $19.99, everyone at the table, you order 2 meats, 4 sides, everyone at the table orders everything. Right?
Like a meat and three kind
meat
of thing.
Meat and three. Meat and fours, if you will.
Meat and fours, yes. Everything. You must overserve food.
Yes.
Up at this particular place of the country.
Let me tell you. This is a beautiful restaurant, by the way. By the way, I do not agree with anything Paula Deen has ever said about minorities at all.
No.
Period, end of sentence. So I get there. I mean, so the food comes out. So we order chicken, the fried chicken, pork roast, 4 sides. The food gets there. There's 12 people at the table. It's as if, I don't know, it's as if we were feeding a starving pack of wolves. They bring out 22 pieces of chicken and 21 of them are gone before the Lazy Susan gets back around to me. And I'm like, son of a bitch. And then I'm left with like that little tiny leg, you know, from like the bird,
like the small little thigh, like the wing.
Yeah, like one of those roosters that got run over by Huck. Yeah, his wing flew off, and I got that wing.
Yeah, the tiny wing with no meat on
it. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, I feel like feeling sorry for myself. I realize what a child I am when I feel sorry for myself. I'm like, everybody ate the chicken. They didn't give me any chicken. Astrid knows what's going on in my head, too. She's like, what's wrong?
We could do some more chicken.
Yeah, she's like, what's wrong? Nothing. You want some more chicken? I'll order some more chicken. I don't know. I'm not hungry anymore. I don't want to eat this. I don't want to eat this runt of a litter chicken leg. Poor guy. Probably died in some non-free-range way. And Astrid's like, it's okay. We'll just get you some more chicken. I'm not hungry. I don't want to. I'll just pick off Matias's plate. I'm just being a baby. And I'm like, I'll share with him.
I'll share with my six-year-old.
I'll share with him. So we order some more chicken, right? We order more chicken, and the guy leans down and he says, hey, just to let you know, I'm actually not allowed to give to-go boxes with this all-you-can-eat thing. And I was like, oh. Okay, I wasn't planning on taking your shitty runt chicken leg out of this restaurant anyway. And he's like, well, sometimes if people ask for seconds, they just want to put it in a to-go box.
I can see how that people try and game the system that way.
Yes, because then the lady behind me was they were wrapping up their meal and she was arguing with the guy about a to-go box for whatever. And I thought to myself, don't be an asshole. Don't do that. That's what ruins it for everybody. You know, everybody just wants chicken for $19.99, you know, meat and some shitty sides for $19.99. Don't ruin it for everybody by giving them a to-go box. Don't do that. Don't ask for a to-go box. The guy told you didn't have a to-go box. Why do you need a to-go box? You're already, it doesn't look like you're going starved. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's all I got to say. It doesn't didn't look like you missed a meal, so I'm not too worried about you. And it was just like, Chrissy. I don't know what's going on in some people's brains. It's as if...
Meanwhile, Jeff and I were out for a nice intimate dinner Friday night having adult cocktails. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I am rectangular.
But I remember those days of the kids, and it's just making me appreciate so much as you're telling this
story.
Such
an asshole. Such an asshole.
I'm sorry.
It makes you appreciate the fact that you don't have another 22 years left of changing shitty diapers. Yes. Going to school Halloween events. Fuck you.
Well, you know, my sister growing up, my youngest sister was almost 8 years younger than me. So I remember being, you know, in the midst of her being a young child and me being kind of, you know, like middle school or something, and it just being embarrassing. There's a lot of stuff that goes on with kids at restaurants and large parties.
It's so obnoxious. I got to tip 10% more now because I know that they got to...
Stuff's all over the floor.
Yeah, they got to take the fried chicken skin that my son is now drilled into the brand new carpet, you know, racist Dean's family eatery or whatever. I mean, for God's sakes. I should have given a negative tip for being associated with Polity. But, I get it. Yeah. I get it. It's just the way it is with kids. This is the kind of place you have to go to with children because you there's no other place to go.
No.
Not to mention it's Pigeon Forge. And I know they have some nice restaurants up there, but this was not...
Few and far between.
Yeah, few and far between. You got to go on the outskirts of town.
Yeah.
Just the scenery in this brand new lovely restaurant overlooking the island, whatever the fuck that is. You know, it's lovely, but then you look around at some of the people that are eating there. And I'm not saying, listen, everybody is their own person. And I'm not like, I'm trying not to be judgmental based on looks itself. But sometimes you just got to go, what is going on in that person's head?
Right.
Honestly, what is going on in that person's head? I saw someone... You know that pepper sauce where they put the actual peppers in the sauce?
I love that.
That green stuff?
Well, the green peppers. Yeah, it's the vinegar pepper sauce.
Yeah. But yeah, you use that for what? Like collard greens, maybe,
I do.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So collard greens.
Black-eyed peas.
Okay, black-eyed peas. I understand. Would you put that all over your mashed potatoes? I saw some lady just going at mashed potatoes, and every scoop she took, she was just pouring pepper sauce right on.
She had a little bit of pepper sauce.
Oh my
Interesting.
God! Interesting. And then a lot of people had those spray painted T-shirts.
I know.
You know, they have
airbrush.
Airbrush with their face on it, and it says, "I'm in love with him. She's in love with me." And then we saw a couple brides walking around, which is very interesting.
Oh, yeah. People get married up there.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big marriage destination.
Oh, yeah. They had T-shirts that said, I got married at the island. I got married at the island.
Specifically there. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it just said the island. I guess you could get it. Where'd you get married? Turks and Caicos or whatever. Turks and Caicos.
No, they do a lot of weddings up in that area in general.
Oh, yeah. I bet it's a very popular place to get married. We got married on a roller coaster in Dollywood.
That's where I first rode a helicopter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. When I was younger, we went on a helicopter ride up
there. Yeah, you got to be careful with those helicopters. And so you guys were like taking a sightseeing tour on the helicopters?
Yeah, we went up and, you know, drove around for a while, did a little couple turns,
came
back down.
There's got to be places like Pigeon Forge. And again, I want to repeat this. Pigeon Forge was perfectly lovely.
I actually
give it a thumbs up. I plan on going back. The place where we stayed was spectacular, overlooking the Smoky Mountains.
Beautiful.
I got some pictures. Wait until you see it. It's amazing. Maybe I'll put some on Instagram. I probably won't because we don't do that. But but it was just beautiful. And everyone we came in contact with could not have been nicer. They were just, people are just lovely. There is something about the South and the way that we interact with other people, that is just like, I'm really proud of it. It's and I realize that there could be
very
a lot
friendly.
There's a lot of ugly everywhere in the United States, everywhere in the world right now. But at least on the surface, at least when we're acting fake toward each other, it's really nice faking.
Bless your heart.
Bless your heart. God bless you. Have a blessed day. I will not have a blessed day. Shut up. But this is where I got my sugar daddy t-shirt that I'm wearing right now.
Oh, it's a good one.
It's a good one.
That is a good one.
And you like the sugar daddy?
I do.
I thought Astrid, I want to get Astrid one that said Pop-Tart and then we could go around as sugar daddy and Pop-Tart.
I like it.
Send one of these to Marlon. That's what I need to do.
Oh, God, have you heard from him?
No.
No, nothing. Well, no follow up. Won't, won't.
I just want to be careful because I think it got a little too much.
Took on a life of its own.
I think the commercial break has lost yet another listener slash friend. Because no, I'm kidding. He gave this has all been talked about. Like I didn't share anything that he wouldn't have given me express written consent. But let's just put it this way: Marlon is alive and fine.
Okay,
but I think
good.
We need to leave the relationship alone.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to. I just don't want to get in any additional trouble.
Okay.
Let's just put it that way. But Marlon is alive. And well, and possibly or possibly not, still dating his 38 year older girlfriend. We don't know.
Well, good for him.
Yeah.
If that's the case, and we wish him well.
I would love to have him on the show to share this on his own because
we could do
as
that
funny
voice,
as I tell
that
it.
Voice thing that.
Oh, the voice.
Disguisers.
Yes.
you've got quite a few of them.
I've got quite a few of them actually here. Let's see.
Hi, it's me, Marlon. I love old women.
Or we could do this one.
I love old women.
Yeah, I'm up for it.
Yeah, listen, anytime Marlon has an open invitation to come on this show, and anytime that he wants to, he's welcome here because he has one of the most interesting stories that I've ever heard of.
We've journeyed with him.
We have journeyed with him.
Yeah, he's journeyed with us and we with him.
Wow, that was really profound. He's wee-weed with us, and we-weed with him.
We-weed.
One of my
we
sons
weaved
is
around
like, I know.
Stories, and we've grown. We all grown together. Marlon.
Sorry.
Marlon, come back.
Marlon, come back. Any kind of fool could see TCB needs you. We're running out of content. Marlon, come back. Brian's just talking.
Didn't you actually pay for somebody too at some point to join the sugar daddy site?
I did, but he did not have
sugar mama site.
Any kind of luck. Yeah, but he did not have any of the luck that Marlon had.
Well,
yeah, you know, but I don't know. Maybe you know, each person is different, and maybe
he didn't catch any fish.
I told this guy, I said, hey, go on there. And then he reported back pretty immediately that he had had zero contacts. And I was like, well, sorry. As if he probably didn't feel bad about himself enough. Poor guy's single. Brian tells him, you can get a ton of pussy here on this sugar mama site.
Yeah, rich women everywhere. They'll be flocking to you.
No. Oh. No. Let me check my inbox. Oh, it's day two. Certainly someone. Oh, it's been 2 weeks since I checked it last. I've been kicked off the site for what reason? I'm in Rose Jail now.
Oh my God. Christina said she was going to explain that to me too.
Oh my God. Well, Christina tried to explain it a little bit better on the second episode where she said that it wasn't actually Rose, like it wasn't named Rose Jail, which I kind of assumed it wasn't in the first place.
No, I get it.
I don't think a major dating site would have Rose Jail.
But that's what users have coined it, right?
Yes. There's like a certain amount of whatever credits that you get every day where you can contact someone directly. And then if you want to go above and beyond, then certain people, if you don't connect with someone, like if you don't, you two don't match, you can go and ask to speak to them, but you have to give them a rose, which then costs money.
Mm.
And it's these decisions are arbitrarily made by the app, which seems to me like...
Why do you go to jail?
What, they put you behind this paywall.
Oh.
You don't go to jail. You're just behind a paywall now.
All right.
But apparently that only happens to good-looking people, according to Christina.
God.
Which seems like we don't have enough problems in life. Now we got to start separating people by how they look.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't get it. It's a weird, wacky, world out there.
It really is. I think we're in a kind of like a transition between old style and new style and AI and filters where you have no idea really what somebody looks like. I mean, it's just, and avatars.
It's so inauthentic.
It's just, yeah, it's yeah. just there's something that's happening.
It's so inauthentic. And then on top of, like, the world doesn't have enough problems as it is, but then you got to separate the good-looking people from the bad-looking people. Like, we do that well enough on our own, right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, that's something that we do from school. Like, our brains just work that way anyway. There's no reason to then pronounce that even additionally.
No.
It's like putting, I don't know, it's like writing an email in bold. You just don't need to do it. You know what I'm saying? You don't need bold.
Yeah.
Don't put bold letters. I get it. You hate me. I owe you money. Past due. I understand. This invoice due in 22, not 23. I get it. You don't have to remind me all the time in bold. Like, bold's going to do anything. Take me to court like the rest of them. What the fuck? All right, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to be back with Flavor Flav. Not the actual Flavor Flav, but we're going to talk about Flavor Flav.
Great.
We'll be back.
Okay, podcast besties, time for one more quick break, and then it's back to the drama. Check out tcbpodcast.com for all of our episodes and youtube.com/thecommercialbreak for fully edited video episodes. Find us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And of course, if you want to get in touch with us, which, like, of course you do, leave us a voicemail at 626-ASK-TCB3 or text us at 855-TCB-8383. Now, let's listen to some sponsors and get this show going.
All right, and we're back. Chrissy, did you, you may not have seen this, but like a week ago, Flavor Flav. Remember Flavor Flav?
Of course.
Flavor of Love, oh my Public God. Enemy.
Yeah, like, he's just been on for as long as I can remember.
Man, I'll tell you what. As a white kid growing up in the suburbs, and I'm sure a lot of people who were growing up at this time will understand this, or they'll, I don't know, this may resonate with you. Public Enemy was one of the first musical acts, like musical groups, that really shook my brain. Mm-hmm. Guns N' Roses, Public Enemy, Third Bass.
Like, Third Bass.
You remember Third Bass?
Of course.
Pop goes the weasel, the weasel. Pop pop goes the weasel, the weasel. What were those, like, three Jewish guys from New York or something? I don't know, but they were great. Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
You know, Run DMC. Like, these were some of the first ones that kind of just shook my brain out of that, you know, white suburban kind of life that I had lived. Now, when I was in Chicago.
Vanilla Ice.
I didn't like him from the beginning. I just did not like that song. And now he's doing like Twisted Tea commercials. And I'm thinking to myself, I want that Twisted Tea money. You don't want a commercial break guy? Like, come on. He's so 1992 and I'm so 1982. You guys don't want me? No? You're not looking for an old white bald guy to do your Twisted Tea commercials? But Flavor Flav, like, Public Enemy just rocked me in a way that I don't know. It's hard to explain. It kind of shook my psyche and it made me appreciate a whole different culture,
perspective.
I guess.
Perspective.
Yeah. And it really started me down this road where I, you know,
you wore
that's
big
why
clocks?
I became a famous rapper. Yeah.
You popped the cold clock.
Africa Bumbada.
However were you talking about?
After I started listening to Public Enemy, all of a sudden, I wanted to wear that De La Soul, like, Africa Bumbada shit. It was on every store in the mall, was the colorful cutout of Africa around a hemp necklace or whatever. And I had four of them. Until one of the guys at school was like, oh, no, man. No.
Nah.
Yeah, that ain't for you, man. Yeah, that shit ain't for you. And I was like, what? African Bumbada.
I do love African Bumbada.
I know. He's like, you even know what that means? And I'm like, no. But, you know, Flavor Flav. Yeah, boy. Fuck the police.
Yeah.
And, you're this 11-year-old white boy at Catholic school going, fuck the police.
Right.
But Flavor Flav and Flavor of Love is just a masterpiece of reality television.
It really is. That was right around the same time as Rock of Love with Bret Michaels.
Yeah.
yeah, boy.
Yeah. It was. Well, I think Flavor was the first, and then Rock of Love came after that. But man, Flavor had, that show was fucking wild. VH1 put out some reality shows.
They did.
That will,
back in the day.
Will never be touched.
I don't think so either.
They are gold. I just remember like 2 years ago, I rewatched the entire Rock of Love. Yeah. And I just fell in love with it all over again.
And Daisy, got her
Daisy
show.
Daisy of love. Yeah. God, that was a good one too, Daisy. Uh-huh. Everyone got a show. You get a dating show, and you get a dating yeah. show, and you get a dating show. We no longer play shitty soft rock music.
They would intertwine like the rehab shows.
Oh, yeah, Dr. Drew.
With, yep. Yeah, the rehab house or whatever. And yeah. I think Flavor Flav was in there.
He
and that's
did.
Where he met Bridget. Right.
Bridget Nielsen.
And they got married.
They got married.
Think. Yeah.
They were married for a little bit of time. Yeah. Flavor Flav's had a wild life. Yeah. I mean, he really did. Didn't he have like Flavor Flav's flavorful chicken or something? He had that
He's
for a minute.
He's had all kinds of stuff.
He's had all kinds of stuff. Anyway, the guy is an icon. He is an icon. And there's probably few things that he hasn't done in his life that he's wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
But he told somebody somewhere at the Milwaukee Bucks or whatever that the one thing he had never done that he really wanted to do was sing the national anthem before an NBA game. Well, his dream came true about a week ago, and I bet you want to hear it, don't you?
Of course I do.
This is Flavor Flav singing the national anthem at the Atlanta Hawks / Milwaukee Bucks. It's actually in Milwaukee.
Okay. Yeah.
And the sound's a little funky. I don't know what's going on with this particular video, but it's a little funky at first, but it'll get better.
We're so gallantly streaming. And the Rockets red glare.
Blair.
The Rockets red glare.
I think you meant glare.
Hear the bomb burst.
Flavor Flav gasping for air.
Air gave proof to the night that our flag
wow.
was still there. Oh, say.
Look at the Boy Scouts. They're terrified. I don't know if they're terrified
they're like,
of Flavor or they're Scoutmasters, but yeah. one of the two, they're terrified. We're watching
Everybody
this.
Is confused.
Yeah, they're doing crowd shots. The players have no idea what's going on. The kids are even more clueless.
He does that star spangle.
Jesus. Well, you had to do the trill.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to do the trill.
All the land of the free and the home of the
I gotta give him a little bit of credit. He did. He went out there and he tried.
He did.
You
really
can tell
try.
That he practiced.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. You have to.
This is certainly not the worst version of Star Spangled Banner that I've ever heard, and I've heard quite a few versions of Star Spangled Banner. And the thing about this is, you know, so many people do this, and so many people fuck it up because I think it's. First of all, I think it's hard to remember the words to it unless you're singing along with other people in a crowd where you can sing the wrong words and no one's going to care because everyone's singing the wrong words anyway.
Right.
Or number two is like trying to get the notes correct, especially when you're singing a cappella like this.
Yeah,
like that's gotta
and
be
in
so
like an
very
arena
difficult.
And the way that it sounds and how it's sounding in your ear too. Yeah, it's got to be
difficult.
It's got
to be. But I give Flavor Flav all the credit in the world. I would certainly never go out in front of 30,000 people and sing the national anthem because no one's looking for the ex-singer of 33P to sing the national anthem at the Hawks game. But I it feels to me like he's just out of breath the whole time.
Yeah.
He's got to do a better microphone management, I think is what's going on. It would have sounded okay had he taken the microphone away from
a little bit
when he was trying to sing those high notes and then also when he's trying to take a breath.
Yeah.
Can you remember the words to the national anthem?
I mean, it's a lot of them.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? What so proudly we hail
at the twilight's last gleaming. And broad stripes and bright stars.
With broad stripes and bright stars. With broad stripes and bright stars.
Through the perilous light.
Hail.
Gave proof through the night.
That our flag was still there.
Oh, say,
does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
Or the land of the free
and the home of the brave.
The brave.
Yeah, boy. We remembered it. That's amazing. What about the Pledge of Allegiance? Can you remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible,
liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, I remember saying that every day in school. You always had to say it. Do they still say it?
I got to imagine that they do, at least at public schools.
Yeah.
Like, don't you think?
I don't know.
Like, that's the one hope that America has of staying together is that
the Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance is going to bring us all back together. That's the part that, that's the part I think trips so many people up about the Star Spangled Banner is that the words are not, the sentence is like, it's not the way that we speak in 2023.
No,
so there's a lot of words. Yeah, we don't say, or the land.
Yeah, because it means over.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, it's like O apostrophe.
Oh.
Or the land of the free. Yeah.
Oh.
I remember seeing this on a note sheet because I remember I would play, I played keyboard in middle school.
Keyboard or like the accordion?
Casio keyboard in middle school. And I learned how to play that.
Do you...
so I've never seen the words.
Let me ask you this.
Francis Scott Key, right?
Francis Scott Key. And then Betsy?
Betsy Ross did the
Betsy
flag.
Ross. Oh, I thought they wrote that together.
No, she did the flag.
Oh, it wasn't a duet? No. Highlands in the stream. Or, that's what we are. That's my favorite duet of all time. Islands in the Stream.
Me too.
Isn't that a good one?
Yeah, it's a great one.
Dolly Parton?
Kenny Rogers
at the height of their fame.
Yeah.
How can you get any better than that?
No,
I saw a version
really,
of that
really
where they were like singing at the Academy Awards, whenever that was, 1982 or whenever that song came out. Islands in the stream.
It's so
that
good.
That is what we are.
It's so
and
good.
And we rely on each other.
From one another to another. My friend and I did a rendition of this years ago.
Oh, you did?
I was Dolly. She was Kenny.
You guys were like a touring act. You went around.
We toured the party that night. At the house. Yeah. The house party.
We went from locked bathroom to locked bathroom. Doing Islands
One
in the
Night
Stream.
Only.
Islands in the lines in the stream. That is what we are. I'm in Pigeon Forge. I was going to say that, you know, if or means over, is that when the Who sings Love, Rain, or Me? That's what it means?
Over.
Love, rain on me. I always thought he said love, rain on me until I read the lyrics on a like a Pearl Jam cover that I saw. They were doing this, this and it said love, rain, or me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, why rain or me?
Over
me. Geez, Chrissy, see, you learn something and you learn something new every day if you keep your mind open and expanding like mine.
Yes.
If you do
this
ayahuasca.
It's definitely a learning hour.
Listen, I'm not afraid to learn new stuff.
No.
Yeah.
I love learning stuff.
Oh, you know what I did? I just turned our camera off for no reason. That's okay. Don't worry about it. No one was looking at us anyway. I'm pretty sure no one was looking at us anyway. And I just wanted to share one more thing about Pigeon Forge. I got us a nice sign. I got us a Bigfoot sign. It says, hide and go seek, world champion.
Yeah, it's a picture of Bigfoot.
It's an outline of Bigfoot, and it says, hide and seek world champion. Actually, Astrid picked it out. She was like, oh my God, this is perfect for the commercial break. Yes. And I was like, you know what, honey? Yes, it is. Yes. She's so good to me because she gets me. That's you right. get me, babe. You get me.
More fried chicken.
I had a good time.
Oh, it's a blast.
I thought it was a blast.
No, you just have to kind of get in the mindset and go, this is where we're at, and this is what we're working with, and we're going to have fun. The kids love it.
Yeah.
It's so much fun for the kids.
When Astrid started planning the trip for her mom's birthday, she said, what about if we go up to Gatlinburg or Pigeon Forge? Because, you know, I've read about some
stuff
online.
It's a beautiful drive, too.
Oh, it's gorgeous. You go up that Blue Ridge Parkway mm-hmm. or whatever it is. And I said to her, hey, listen, this is not going to be the kind of vacation you're used to. It's not going to be like, we're not going to a town, you know, some ancient village on the right. coast of Spain where we're going to well, go, you know, walk
are,
in and
that
out.
Is the Appalachian
That's true.
Mountains yes. are up there. Yeah, so this is kind of ancient.
Yeah, it's kind of ancient, but, you know, there are doorknobs in Spain that are older than any building in Pigeon Forge.
Yeah.
And I can promise you one thing. I have yet to be to an authentic village in Spain that has a theme park around every corner. At the gas station, no. they have roller coasters.
Yep.
Yeah, the island had a whole theme park, too. And remind me to tell you about that debacle. It's... It's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
The old theme park.
Ah, the old theme park full of kids' rides that yeah. mostly don't
Germs
work.
Germs everywhere.
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 The people looking, the people working the rides are scary. Yeah. They're just scary. Yeah. My kids were scared of them. Fuck the bears. They were scared of the people taking the tickets.
I know.
And the tickets now are electronic, and they don't know how to scan them, and it was a whole nine yards. Oh. I was like, dude, can't you just let my daughter ride the whirly thing for 1 minute? Do you really need to worry about the ticket?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, he just went on and on about this whole ticket thing. It took us a half hour to figure out the ticket on my phone. Whatever. Anyway, he was a nice guy. He figured it out. All right. TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go. You find out more about Chrissy and I. Read all the show notes. You can get the entire library, audio and video, and you can get your piggy fronting sticker, Teresa Caputo, number 5 in the series. Hit the drop-down menu on the Contact Us button. Send us your address. We'll send you the sticker. Remember that we're 4 days a week now, so please subscribe, follow, whatever, on your favorite podcast player. Download each episode. You'll get to it eventually, I promise. Don't worry about it. It'll fill up your phone. You'll get to it eventually. 626-ASK-TCB, the number 3. That's 626-ASK-TCB, the number 3. Questions, comments, concerns, content ideas. We're taking them all right there at The Commercial Break on Instagram. TCB Podcast on TikTok, YouTube.com/The Commercial Break. Okay. Well, okay, Chrissy.
Take one of those fiber breaths.
That's right. I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
And best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.